IVM.
All right, hello, welcome to Football Portal. My name is Saru and Yash is here. What's up, Yash?
Hey, all good.
And Tanush Baru is here watching Ocean's 11 and going to do the podcast. That's called multitasking.
Yo, yo, yo.
All right, guys, this is a sad day. Manchester City has won the league. And I was trying to manufacture anger, fake anger towards Manchester United's manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer yesterday. But were the champions? I had predicted in the beginning of the season that Manchester City would finish fifth. And for about 10 to 12 game weeks, it looked like they'll probably finish sixth. And I thought, if you think I don't know what I'm talking about, I'm in the same league as Jamie Carragher, Gary Neville, Roy Keane and everyone else. But yes, what a turnaround, man. This is like probably the best season Pep's had.
Yeah, the turnaround was great. Especially immediately after the turnaround, they won like 15 games in a row and sealed the title. With hindsight, one can say that it was their squad that won the season. Squad depth is what I mean.
You mean like John Stones being resurrected?
Yeah, not just John Stones, like Akile and Gundogan and John Stones were players he bought in 2016, and they've had pretty average four seasons, and now suddenly when they were required, they showed up and did well.
Correct. And your man Phil Foden, this is the season he's come to the, I think he'll be a City regular now, City starter,
yeah,
right?
This is breakout season. He's really good. I hope Pep does not rotate him too much next year.
I don't think he will. I mean, Raheem Sterling now is like, I think he's slowly, his career with City will wind down very soon. So yeah, it is that. But Baru, one thing I have to say, as Yash said, it's a victory for Pep, victory for squad. The one big difference from last season to this season was Mikel Arteta. He is missing.
Yeah,
I was led to believe that he was the brains behind the City operation. Pep took 12 game weeks to figure out what Arteta does and did it better.
Yeah, I think, but it took him some time to get Arteta's phones and hard drive, laptop tapped. He reached out to a few friends in the the Catalonian Interpol or FBI or whatever. But yeah, ultimately he got it going and he found the secret to his Manchester City side. But I don't understand. Are you saying like this is one of his best seasons yet? Didn't he like better Liverpool when they were at the best?
Yeah, I mean, those teams probably were better. But I think in terms of the work put in and the turnaround achieved, I think this is as good as what Conte did with Chelsea a few years ago. Because, dude,
consistency is not important anymore. It's just
they won the league. What are you going on about consistency? Like, Crystal Palace are consistent. They're like, that doesn't...
I mean, like, their performances and stuff. I mean, Conte was seventh at one point, right? When he took over.
No, he started the season
against Arsenal.
Exactly. So, Conte turned around the season after the embarrassment of you turning up at the Emirates Stadium. And Conte said, this is it. Right? I need to change this. But, dude, I mean, in terms of people were talking about aging squad, they haven't like done really well. He's playing the strikerless system or whatever. For a man to like turn around mid-season and then his team to go on such spectacular run, I think this is Pep's best work yet in terms of one entire season. Other things, so yeah, you could say they just started and finished the other seasons really well. Yes, do you even concur with that thought?
Yeah, possibly, because this current team does not have the players that he inherited. Doesn't have Silva, Aguero barely played. So, Pep's own stamp can be seen quite prominently on this team. And so, last season was like a down season for him. It was probably a time when his signings were questioned, his strategy of playing Fernandinho at centre-back was questioned. He went back on that and probably we can conclude that he was doing that so that, you know, Rodri gets to play in the middle. And it sort of has paid off. Rodri has been pretty good playing in the center. And I mean, his signings have been good as well. Ruben Dias was fantastic.
Dude, Ruben Dias is amazing. And Baru, they're in the Champions League final and they already won the League Cup. So they are, like, they've done 2 out of 3 tournaments. So if they beat the greatest team ever, then they will win a treble, right?
Yeah, it's if Chelsea wins, then it's going to be a double for them, right?
They have to beat Leicester as well.
Yeah, yeah. They are gunning for a double, basically.
Yeah, but let's talk about why Manchester City won without playing. And the blame, I would purely put, is on the shoulders of this baby-faced assassin called Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Yes, why did he have to play all these fellows? Who are these jokers? Half the people, I don't know. Why are they playing in the team?
Palestine supporters.
Well, I guess he had
to. Yeah, I think he just saw our player of the week and he said, Yash ne bola ye overhead kick marte hai. Let's play him as a striker. Who the hell are these guys? Half the people.
Some of them left after the protest.
I guess the unknown you're talking about is Anthony Elanga, who's like this young Swedish kid from Africa.
Who is this guy?
He's been tearing it up in age group football. So, the United fans who do watch all the highlights are pretty excited. But yeah, I mean, the difference between men's football and Asian football was clearly seen. He was clearly out of his depth. But I mean, I guess Ole had two options. Either to give City the title against Leicester or give City the title against Liverpool. Clearly, it was more painful against Liverpool. So he just, I guess, decided to turn up with a completely changed squad.
Who was the Draco Malfoy lookalike in right back? Kaun tha wo?
That was Brendan Williams.
Why? Is he a right-back guy? Didn't he play left-back at some point?
He can play either side.
Oh, he's bad at both the positions.
He's bad at both positions.
A foul throw and not getting nutmegged.
Yeah, but Baru, the conspiracy theory would suggest that Ole actually played it smart and he does not want Liverpool to qualify for Champions League. So, playing all these Swedish Africans, like these unknown quantities, right? He gifted Leicester the win. And then now Liverpool, it seems like will be out of Champions League next season. So, do you buy into the theory?
Obviously. I mean, first things first, he's actually a Manchester United fan before he's a Man United manager. So, these things do take precedence over just winning another game and, you know, knocking out the points. He was anyway not going to get knocked out of second place, right? He still has a game in hand or something over Leicester.
Yeah, but that game in hand is against Liverpool. So, if Liverpool beat him and then Leicester go on this dreamy run of 1 win out of 3, they may still overtake Manchester United. But at this point, second or third doesn't matter, does it?
Yeah, it's not like there's some ESL spots up for grabs.
But what matters is one piece of original news and fake news. Yes, the fake news being Shinji Kagawa is coming to Mumbai City FC. And the original piece of news, the real news, is Cavani signing for one more season.
Amazing, amazing. It's brilliant. I mean, that's one piece of happy news from the weekend. And so when he was signed, I was really worried because it seemed like a typical free signing that United have been doing just to save money. But I mean, despite Martial fucking up this entire season, Cavani has made up through goals. Plus, he's a good mentor for Mason. Like the way he stepped in that fight in Roma, like Bade Bhaiya was awesome.
And got pushed away.
Yeah, but he stepped in. That the thought counts, Baru. Like, oh God. Yeah. And what about the Shinji Kagawa thing, man? Baru, like what's going on there? Why is your oil bags, money bags, spending money on fake news?
I don't know, man. I mean, have you played one of those Facebook forwards? I mean, your first letter of your first name is the player.
Yes.
The rumor generator.
Your date of birth is the amount of money you're going to pay for him. And the city you were born in is the club he's joining. So that was Shinji Kagawa for 8 million in Mumbai.
I have a basic question. In ISL, like, do they have a transfer limit? Like they can't spend more than a certain amount or no one knows?
Right now, there's nothing like that. You can't put caps this early into, a baby league or something. You need to throw in some money the way the Australians did some time back. And then you bring in the cap and then you destroy the league. You don't destroy the league like this early. Because that's what's happening with the A-League, right? Since they've got the salary cap and all those things in, all of these Australians and foreigners are now looking at India now, and a little before they were looking at China. But then they realize that China's not like, they're just offering money. They're not really paying money. Looking at what happened with Carlos Tevez.
Yeah. And obviously the virus is called China virus, right? So
China.
Yeah. All right. So is Manchester United now done for the season? Yes. Like no more transfers because this is done. Now they've signed Cavani. They're like, let's go for the league now.
In a press conference after the game, Ole said, look, what kind of idiots that have to deal with? You better sign some players.
Wow. Wait, that mixed messaging by Ole, wasn't he the same guy who asked Gary Neville to take it easy against the Glazers as well?
Yeah, but that he has to do to get his monthly salary. No?
Correct.
So that's why he probably made that statement. Plus, obviously, in a diplomatic way, he has asked for transfers, and United really need that to compete, man. Next season, Liverpool will be back, Chelsea will be back. So, that will be left fighting for top four.
So talking about Champions League, Baru, since last week, we now have an all-English final. Manchester City versus Chelsea, the two non-legacy clubs, as one of our friends called it. Legacy. They are in the Champions League final. So, and it almost was an all-English Europa League final as well. So let's talk about the one team, one English team, which just could not make this. What happened? Why is your manager so bad?
I mean, we already discussed this. Why does it feel like...
But what happened in that match? Why
making me visit a bad place again?
What happened in that match? Why couldn't they beat Villarreal?
Something did. I mean, more than something happening, it's about something not happening, right? Arsenal didn't score goals. I mean, Oba hit the post twice. And after that, there was only
and that's
more
why he
activity.
Was substituted. He's like, "Tu andar nahi mar sakta, chal bar."
And Lacazette immediately came in and almost got like two XGs. But yeah, ultimately there was more activity on the AFTV stream than on pitch. So that's what went wrong.
Man, on the WhatsApp group, Azim, our dear friend, and who comes on the podcast regularly, he's like, yeah, Arsenal, why are they not scoring? Mm-hmm. Man, how bad are Villarreal? Or is it Arsenal that is bad? I'm so confused. What is going on here? But yes, Champions League final, Chelsea destroyed Real Madrid. Man, what a complete performance that was. That was so much fun to watch. Over two legs, they just took them apart.
Yeah. I mean, Tuchel has really turned his team around, and that Real team was. I mean, clearly all the flaws in an aging team was bought out by this young, exciting Chelsea team who were going to give City a tough fight in the final.
Yes, and Manchester City, finally, Pepwa is in the final of a Champions League. The one thing he was probably brought to do in Manchester City. Do you actually think they're going to do it this year? How do you think Chelsea versus City is going to play out?
They're starting out as favourites despite of Chelsea's recent wins against them. But, you know, the way things go, one team really...
There's only one team which has Jorginho, right?
So. Yeah, that's true. Jorginho was an erstwhile target of Manchester City. So.
Which you thought was like Pep's decoy ploy for other clubs to just pay
more
money.
Yeah, he's done it so many times to United.
What has he done? Give us one example.
Fred, Sanchez, several examples. I mean, United... Boy. Some of the examples United don't end up purchasing, thankfully.
Even they get scared. Yeah. All right.
But if Pep makes it, I think the only thing left for him to do is to win the more prestigious Europa League.
Correct. Which I think is the better way for him to do it is qualify for Champions League, finish third in the group, and then move to Europa.
That would be that's the appropriate way.
Yeah, that is
just when he thought that there's only Europa League left to win.
Conference League.
Conference.
Oh, you know, Jose Mourinho may be playing the Conference League next season with Roma.
Wait, so I don't get it. So whoever wins the conference goes to the Europa League, right? The next year.
No, out of embarrassment, they'll just stay home. They're not going anywhere.
So then what happens to... Wait, so where do these teams come from? Are all of them league... positions, or is there a drop-off from the Europa League also?
No, I think they are scrapping the drop-off from both.
Champions League and Europa League.
Yeah. They're scrapping the trophy.
Anyway, we'll get to it when it comes to it, Baru. There's a Euro to go on before that. All right, we should take a break on Football Total right now. And after the break, let's talk about... There's just so many matches going on in midweek. I'm just so happy the season's ending. But let's talk about our player of the week and if they're going to watch any matches on the weekend. Stay tuned to Football Total. All right. Welcome back to Football Total. Let's start off with our segment, Player of the Week. Yash, who is your Player of the Week?
My Player of the Week is Mason Greenwood. He scored against Leicester. He scored against... Who are we playing this weekend? Aston Villa?
Yes.
I remember him scoring. He scores... He's had a drought season. Now he's come back to his scoring form. And
was there a stat somewhere? I didn't really pay much attention, but he scored the most goals for a youngster
he's
in the opening.
He's broken Rooney's record this week. He's scored the most number of goals as a teenager for Man United.
How many goals?
Must be 30 odd.
He's already scored 30 goals.
30 in a way. 1-3.
No, 3-0. He scored 17 last year.
But what is the record? The record is?
Something around 30, 3-0.
So, as a teenager, that's the amount of goals you score, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man, what was all this Rooney hype? Then he just scored like 29 goals and he started playing Premier League at the age of 12 or something. So,
they also had some 15-year first-time assist and goal by teenagers or something, right?
On Wayne Rooney?
No, Greenwood and the leftover protester from the protest. Amar Diallo, the supporter of Palestinian rights and Greenwood. The two guys, like, you know, loved it that I assisted a goal in the first, whatever, 1 minute or whatever, 15 minutes. And also, I'm praying for, you know, Palestine. And half of his followers are like, you know, good stuff, good and, you know, great. And some of them are like, unfollowed. How can you say this? Keep politics out of this, bro.
Oh, really? Man, so much happened. And when you said Greenwood assisted, I thought, okay, Foden must have scored then. But clearly, you were talking about something else. All right, Baru, who is your player of the last week?
I don't know, man. I don't even remember the matches now. What was it?
There was Champions League, there was Europa League, there was like Premier League on the weekend.
Southampton,
really? We are searching bottom of the barrel here.
No, I'm just looking for one match, actually. Yep, it's still Joe Willock for me.
I knew it. You didn't even have to look. I think you were a Newcastle supporter.
It was this week, because I was like, last time also he scored. So, you know, but yeah, it was his vital goal that got Newcastle on the path to destroying a very rampant Leicester City side, as all Manchester United fans would agree. He's working really, you know, I mean, it's his streak that has got Newcastle out of the relegation zone. They're comfortably at 39 points now, 16th place.
Dude, and I mean, I have to say, like Mason Greenwood.
They're just 41 points away from Manchester City right now. And we still have like 3 games left. So I think it's up for grabs.
Dude, I'm telling you, man. I mean, all this Mason Greenwood, Foden, Ruben Diaz, but Joe Willock, last 5 weeks, I mean, is he not the player of the month yet? But like, hasn't Premier League given him the player of the month?
I'm sure there are those stats also. You know, Joe Willock has scored more goals than, let's see, Arsenal. Scored more.
Joe Willock has scored more goals than Arsenal's XG. Yes, they beat that stat.
Oh yeah, it is. Joe Willock has scored more goals in his last 4 games than Arsenal.
As a club.
In the last 4 games.
Yeah, easy on.
We love all these arbitrary stats, no?
No, but this is important. Joe Willock
has scored more goals than Anthony Martial.
That we know. But is Joe Willock on loan or is he being bought by Newcastle?
Loan.
Oh, you couldn't let go of the prized asset completely, could you?
No, I hope they do. I mean, he sucks when he plays for Arsenal. Well, this way, you know, he's getting his value up and everything. His transfer market value is probably reached. How do you change this from rupees to whatever more acceptable currencies?
Go to UK, dude. Go to UK.
Go to transfermarket.co.uk or .com. Just don't go to .co.in. It gives like 138 billion rupees. For
1.33 billion rupees. Oh my God. So
I just get so confused. Like they said, Jorginho was worth 300 billion rupees. I was like, what?
I'm just glad they're still sticking to like, you know, the regular commas or the metric commas or whatever. If they put in crores, it would be nari.
Okay, are you telling us the value of Joe Willock or are we having a conversation about transfermarket.co.in socks?
I mean, it works both ways, man. We're a pretty holistic podcast, as you know.
All right. While you're thinking about what to say about Joe Willock's transfer price or market value, I think my player of the week is a combination of N'Golo Kante and Jorginho for the way they played against Real Madrid. Fuck, they just destroyed them. That was so beautiful to watch. I've not seen such a satisfying football performance from Chelsea for such a long time. It was so good. So, yeah. While we record this podcast, I think a few hours later, there's Chelsea-Arsenal. And tomorrow, like night, there is Manchester United-Liverpool. So, all this big excitement is going. But on the weekend, Yash, what are you going to watch? We saw La Liga last weekend, which we did not talk about. But it looks like advantage Atletico for all practical purposes.
Yeah, I mean, Barca dropped points in two games. Then Hazard, a goal was scored via Hazard, you know, Hazard deflection, which kept Real Madrid in.
I know, but Real Madrid now, like, Atletico still has to win all the games, otherwise Real Madrid will probably win the league. So, yeah, tonight's game is important. But on the weekend, Mr. Yash, what are you going to watch?
I think, yeah, FA Cup final, that's on the weekend. So.
Wait, FA Cup final is this weekend?
Yeah, on 15th May, Leicester City, Chelsea.
Cool. What's your prediction?
Oh, I'm going for a Leicester win for sure. Brendan will prove his detractors wrong.
And what's your
with
what's
a narrow 1-0 win?
He is scored by who?
Kelechi Iheanacho.
All right. Baru, what are you going to watch on the weekend if Yash's thing is FA Cup final?
If Yash is watching the Emirates FA Cup, then... EPL has become so boring now, man. Even the Eredivisie has got done and Ajax has melted the only trophy they got this season.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, I have to say, even the Portuguese League got done only after Porto and Benfica drew earlier on the weekend. Mm-hmm. And that gave advantage to Sporting. La Liga is going down. EPL is done. So, if you're not watching, you can watch something. You can just give a recommendation to watch, you know. It need not even be sport at this point.
I don't know. Let's just stick to Manchester and United and Liverpool once again.
Hey, abe, wo to midweek hai. I'm talking about weekend.
Is Radhe releasing?
Thursday night, sorry.
Is Radhe releasing on Friday?
Well, Newcastle, Manchester City should be a brilliant match. I just told you it's a crazy clash of the forms table. Both are on top of the forms table, so Joe Willock should be.
I'm sure. There's going to be a stat some point soon that Joe Willock has scored more goals than Aguero and Jesus combined.
See, both teams have won only 3 games in the last 5. Did you miss such stats, man?
I do. But man, so you're going for a Newcastle win, right?
Of course, Joe Willock with a hat-trick.
that'll be so cool. And I am, as per Yash's recommendation, I didn't realize it, but I am going to be watching Radhe. Which is going to be released this weekend. Yeah, and one of the reasons I'm going to watch Radhe is that the lead actress, Disha Patani, she threw the grape and she put out the news after acting in this movie that I don't want to act with Salman Khan ever again. He's just too old for me.
Salman responded to that, right?
What did he do? He just showed more biceps.
He said something that in this movie, we look like we're the same age or something.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's directed by Prabhu Deva as well. And Radhe is... I don't know. What did he make of the trailer? Did you understand what was he fighting? Who was he fighting?
Who cares, man? It's just bhai fighting. That's all you want to see.
All right.
I mean, what is the storyline you're asking?
I'm not asking story. At least, who is he fighting? Is he fighting mafia?
Oh, he's fighting this guy, no? Randeep Hooda.
But Randeep Hooda, are we guys going to meet to watch this movie?
If it's in June after lockdown, I guess.
What's your predicted score for this movie?
Wait, 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 Salman's reaction was, oh, you know, why does she have a problem? What age difference is she saying? I'm doing a film with a 17-year-old now.
Oh, he actually said, what's her problem? She saved in the movie industry only because of Shiv Sena then. Wow.
Wait, how many times is she saying the same thing? Isn't she like, she said the same thing in Bharat also.
Bharat, she was not even there in Bharat.
Salman and Katrina will hit. Disha will be playing a major role in the movie.
Of
as
Bharat?
It was during his younger days.
What was this movie, Bharat? It's a new movie, kya?
2019 ki movie. What are you talking about? Did we just catch you out as a fake Bhai fan?
I was never a real Bhai fan as well. I didn't know that Disha acted in so many
you
movies.
You definitely need to see Radhe on the weekend to become a true Bhai fan.
Yes, I am going to watch Radhe on the weekend. And my predicted score is 2.4 on IMDb.
Blasphemy.
Yes. Alrighty, guys. I think that was it.
X IMDb.
No, Brighton will still win it.
Oh. All or nothing, Brighton FC.
Yeah, when will that come? You think all or nothing, like Brighton?
Here is the more current dialogue. She has done a great job in the movie. She looks very beautiful. We look the same age too. No, she didn't look my age. I look like her.
Oh, yes.
Bhai with a punch.
Bhai found a sense of humor. That is so good. I mean, after that dialogue, I can't wait to watch. Agar premiere show bhi, I'll pay a ticket for it. Oh, I had to buy it. By the way, it's not free. Yes, you have to pay for it.
Fair enough.
To watch on Z5 or whatever. So, yeah. Alrighty. Okay, guys. I think we've done enough of this now. Yes, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Baru.
Bye.
Okay, bye, guys. Take care.